His Kids is being brought to you by His Kids Ministry.
But you don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking, and when it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more behind. I know that I am loved. I know that I am saved. 'Cause even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you. I don't have to be afraid. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good.
Daddy Weave kicking off today's show with I know that I am saved. Hi, everybody. I'm John Penio. Welcome to His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program as we continue to bring the hope of our Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. Let's go to God's Word today. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 12, the burden of the word of the Lord against Israel. Thus says the Lord, who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen on that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though the nations of the earth are gathered against it. In that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with confusion, and its rider with madness. I will open my eyes on the house of Judah, and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength and the Lord of hosts, their God. And that day I will make the governors of Judah like a fire pan in the woodpile, and like a fiery torch in the sheaves. They shall devour all the surrounding peoples on the right hand and on the left. But Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, Jerusalem. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall not become greater than that of Judah. In that day, the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The one who is feeble among them in that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Amen.
There is only one.
Yep, along with Only One. Well, let's go with Jonathan and Melissa with Raise a Hallelujah.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
Here's the title cut off of my album, What Kind of Love Is This?
I've been freed by His love. My name is written above. I've been washed in the blood. I praise Him for all He's done. What kind of love is this? What kind of love is this?
his life. His son was sacrificed. His spirit flows deep inside. It was for me that he died. What kind of love is this? What kind of love is this? Everything I've ever done could be forgiven. Oh, I thank him for his grace that made him take my place. I never knew love this way. I'll worship him always. What kind of love is this? What kind of love is this? Everything I've ever done could be forgiven. What kind of love? What kind of love is this? That everything I've ever, ever done could be forgiven. What kind of love is this? That everything I've ever, ever done could be forgiven. What kind of love?
Once again, that was What Kind of Love Is This? The title cut off of my album. And that song was written by Pastor Jim Busby. Now, if you'd like to receive the album, What Kind of Love Is This? All you have to do is go to our website, hiskids.org, and you can order it right there. Or you can send a donation of $15 to His Kids Ministry, Post Office Box 1061, 1061, West Hanover, Massachusetts, 02339, and I thank you so much. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God is madly in love with you. This is your day. This is your opportunity to come to Jesus. The Bible says if you come to him, he will in no way cast you out. Everyone is welcome to him. It doesn't matter what race you're from. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter how you grew up. Doesn't matter what religious experience you've had. You need Jesus. Now's the time to come to Him and give your all to Him. You see, God is in love with you. And His love is not a feeling. It's not a philosophy. It is a person. His name is Jesus. Won't you pray this prayer after me? If you've never been born again, the Bible says unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer. If perhaps you've been born again, but you've been away from the Lord, you've been backslidden, you've been walking away from Him, come back to Him now. Today's your day. Make your decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. Pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe He died for my sins. I believe He rose from the dead. I believe He is the living God. I believe He is the loving God. And now I invite Him to be my loving Father. I invite Him to be my Savior. And I confess He is my Lord. I turn away from a life of sin. I turn away from a life of selfishness. And Jesus Christ is now my Lord and my Savior. I'm yours, Lord. From this day forward, I will sit at your feet and you will be my King. I submit my life to your loving Lordship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, it's time to move forward with God now. It's time to give your life completely to Him. Begin to read your Bible and begin to pray and begin to get around godly, on fire Christians that are serving God in a healthy, strong church that's teaching the Word of God, 100% the uncompromising Word of God. God bless you. Your life will never, ever be the same again.
Like a covenant of old, your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing your praise. Will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole. And you shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. Now you're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt, rid of all her shame. That's why I sing your praise. Will ever be on my lips.
Thank you so much for tuning in today as we celebrate our 29th year of broadcasting His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program. And remember, Jesus loves you.
His Kids has been brought to you by His Kids Ministry.